Vicente's, this is the 5th annual Christmas Day Run.
What's going on? Is this a repeat? This is a very meta episode of the Pink Wheel Nuts podcast, because it is actually Christmas Day and we are listening to the Christmas Day Run. How is that even possible, Faye? I don't know. I guess, like Santa, some magic happens on Christmas Day. Kind of like Groundhog Day. It actually is really Christmas Day right now, and I am on my way to work, but this is going to be an all about driving. I'm just going to drive this morning. I'm not going to talk, probably, so who knows what's going to happen today, but I tell you one thing, we are going to have fun. We don't want to listen to you, you jackass.
You bet!
This corner now has got all kinds of roads just ripped up on it. And they got little posts now, little marker posts sticking out into the road. I gotta find a new route, Pinkies. My fun corner is destroyed. No more fun corner. Dead man's corner is a goner now. Oh well, I guess there's other corners in the world. So, a couple of interesting things. This year ended, 2014 ended on episode number 230, a nice round number. Musing Mark would have loved ending his year on episode number 230. I wonder what episode number Mark did end the year on, and I wonder what kind of coronary he's having about it. Casey in Denver got a new car, truck / Jeep, with a 5.7 liter Hemi V8 in it. You beast, you. What a nice car, fully loaded. Every option sounds like you can possibly get, he got in that car. So jealous, Mr. Denver. So that's awfully nice. I wonder what color it is. Lots of nice options in it too. We're getting kind of screwed today, Pinkies, because there's no traffic at all. But that means all of the lights are not in our favor, because the lights are all triggered for the more popular traffic, and we are not the popular traffic. We're the back road traffic. So, having to stop a lot. Anyway, I think we'll put an end to that. I wanted to mention to... Oh, here we go. Another red light. Ranger John, that, you know, your audio on your solo shows is so nice because we can hear you just fine. We can hear your background music playing. And we also get a little bit of the road noise, the car sounds, engine revving, gear changes, and it's just a really nice mix. And I wish you would do the same for the joint shows with Daniel, the Daniel shows. Because, they really sound good. So, I don't know what you're so worried about. Just don't know. Gas is very cheap here. 109.9. Imagine thinking that $1.10 a liter is cheap. Well, here we go, Pinkies. Christmas Day, the run up Snake Hill. You know, we had to do it. What do you think? Amazing front end just grips in that. I can't believe how this car grips on the front end. Oh, it's amazing. So nice, so sticky, just unbelievable. I can't get over it. Let's do it again, Faye. We can't. We have to go to work. But it's not fair. It's Christmas Day. Why are you working on Christmas Day? You got the whole road all to yourself. There's nobody. You're talking to yourself. You know your podcast's gone to the dogs if you start talking to your own made-up voice. My God. It's time to quit. Well, before I quit, I should say hello to Scotty, the little Aussie battler, who's been leaving messages all over town for me. so to speak. He's been leaving Merry Christmas messages with anybody who will play his frickin' voicemail. I don't know what that man is paying for long distance charges to the U.S. for all these voicemails, but... Scotty, I've been hearing him everywhere I go. So thank you for the Christmas wishes. He's just doing it because he knows it gets my goat. And because, you know, I'm not exactly the most cheery person when it comes to Christmas. So, but I will say thank you, Scotty. I will graciously accept your well wishes. And thank you. Scotty has a voicemail too. He even called us directly here to the Pink Wheel Nuts podcast. So I'll play that message right
Merry
now.
Merry Christmas to the Faye driver from Australia in the future. Faye, have a very merry, delightful Christmas full of joy and sunshine and happiness and kittens now in heaven, having once been loved and left out in the cold to die. I'm sure the Christmas spirit of pussycats will bring you a beautiful present this year. And I hope that carolers stalk your street and sing to you every day. And Merry Christmas to you too, Brenda. Thanks for your shows this year. Bye. Scotty. your little Aussie butler from Australia. Okay. Bye.
Blind corner coming up. Biggies, blind corner coming up. Oh, new pavement here. Awesome. All right. That is going to be a nice corner. It was so rough there, that thing. Oh, this whole strip is all new. Brand spanking new. Doesn't even have any lines on it. Isn't that lovely? Oh, my goodness me. Well, that's going to be more fun in the future, isn't it? Yes, baby. Ooh, lots of fast cars. Oh, a little bit of a fast road here. Oh, sorry, made you stop. No coppers. No coppers. Roads are perfect. It has rained. They're just slightly moist. Just lovely. Too many red lights, Pinkies. Everything's red. It's kind of unfortunate. There's some lovely corners here that we're being forced to stop for. Well, let's see what the Faye driver's up to now. On his show. We'll put away Radio George. Thank you, George, in Atlanta. Oh, he's still going on about presents and things. Yada, yada, yada. Oh, yeah, we're not going to. Yeah, yuck, 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 yuck. That guy just never stops talking. Got a cute boy running with his little doggy on an early Christmas morning run. Doesn't look like he's carrying any presents. So, looks like he's actually just getting some exercise. I don't know about running. These lights are terrible today. I think we've spent more time sitting at the lights. Oh, that's my cop detector. Where's that? Kappa? The stretch of road we're on is very, very coppy. All right, we got some music happening here. I want to say thank you to Casey in Denver for bringing up for posting out that Boney M. Christmas song into Twitter. I totally picked up on it. Very timely song. Christmas Day, yada, yada, yada. Boney M., which has ties to our... Boney M. was one of the very first albums I ever purchased, the actual LP. That I played on my little box record player. So thank you, Casey in Denver. I remember us talking about Boney M. on one of our Pink Wheel Nuts Garage shows. So thank you for that reminder. All right, that's it. We're done. Sorry, folks. I'll try harder next time.